This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Still to come, music of the Way Down Wanderers on Sound Ideas. Blues rocker Anthony Gomes says he's donating a portion of the proceeds to his show at the Castle Theater Friday night to the Twin Cities-based HEAL Foundation, which supports autism acceptance. GLT's John Norton caught up with Gomes at his home in St. Louis via Skype to talk about his Music as a Medicine Foundation. They also talked about the enthusiasm he still has for the career he chose 20-plus years ago. Norton asks Gomes to put a number between 1 and 10 on that enthusiasm.
Okay, I'll give it an 11. Well, first of all, we released our latest album, Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars, on October 19th. It's won several awards for Album of the Year, or it made a number of publications list for the top albums of the year. So Blues Rock Review, a leading blues blog, voted it the best album of the year. Soundgarden in Europe did so. Rock and Blues Muse was on their top 20 list. I can't tell you how many accolades this record's got. And it's exciting, after doing a dozen albums over 20 years, when you're releasing your hottest album to date. I'm just super excited where I'm at in my career. I'm super excited about the guitar. I feel like I'm playing and singing better than I ever have.
Well, let's play a little bit of the opening song on the album, Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars. It's called Come Down.
Come down from heaven, BB King, 'cause this kingdom has no king. There's no one here that can wear your crown.
So to me, this sounds like you are in mourning. It's obviously an ode to B.B. King, who passed away recently. And I understand that you had a relationship with B.B. King.
Yeah, when I was in college, I used to go to this jam night on Thursday nights. If you played really well, you'd get a free beer. And when you're in college, that's like $1 million.
Where were you in college?
I went to University of Toronto.
Okay.
One night, it was a two-beer night. Man, I was hot. I was playing really well. And this older gentleman came up to me and said, "Who's your favorite guitar player?" And without thinking about it, I said, "B.B. King." And he said, "You know, I thought so. I'm his bus driver, and I'd like you to meet him."
No kidding.
And this was one of the, this was one of those real shady kind of places, you know, and I thought, oh, yeah, right. But no, lo and behold, he was his bus driver, and B.B. took a lot of time the next day to mentor me, and he was there for me throughout my career, and like he was for so many other artists. That's why this man is so loved.
Come down from heaven, B.B. King, come down.
Let's talk about the state of blues in general, Anthony. I've heard from a number of blues players, and, you know, through the grapevine, even a couple of label heads, who say, you know what, if you really want to make money in blues music, you have got to, quote, rock it up. You can't be playing straight blues anymore. What is your take on, you know, if you want to make money playing blues, you got to rock it up?
With all due respect to people in the industry, I think they're idiots. You know, I've been hearing that advice since I started in my career. Don't say you're blues. Take blues out of your promotion. You know, you need to do a record that's not blues. So you do a record that's, you know, maybe more mainstream or crossover with some hints of blues, and then they go, "Well, this is no good. It's not blues." I think if somebody came out that played traditional blues with as much fire and authenticity as Muddy Waters, they'd be superstars. But I mean, the Muddy Waters comes around once every 100 years. Michael Jordan comes around once every whatever. But I think that if somebody comes out that's exceptional, they would sell a lot of albums. Having said that, rock music has penetrated all styles of music. If you listen to country music today, it's a lot more rocked up. If you listen to gospel music, it's a lot more heavy. Classical music, they fill the seats when they do a tribute to David Bowie. You know, B.B. told me, B.B. King said, you know, blues are like the laws of the land. They have to be amended to the times we live in. Everything is kind of just a little bit more rocky these days. You know, we live in faster times with the internet and computers, and it's just how we express ourselves.
Peace, Love and Loud Guitars, the title track to the new release by Anthony Gomes. This is GLT Sound Ideas. Anthony, when you're at the Castle Theater on Friday night, your nonprofit, Music is the Medicine, is donating a portion of the proceeds to the Normal-based HEAL Foundation, which helps support autism acceptance. Why do you have this foundation, and why do you give?
You know, when I was growing up, music was... it was a way for me to heal. My mother is a diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. That made life very challenging as a teenager when she started to get sick. At the same time that her illness was really starting to take hold, my father had a small real estate firm, and the gentleman who worked with my father, they had a bit of an altercation, and then the man went into a courtroom and shot people and killed an attorney in the courtroom.
Oh my.
He was at large for over 10 years and literally Canada's most wanted man. There was great fear for the safety of my family, and at 13 or 12 years old, anybody that would have been scared, you know, any mother would have been scared, but my mother, who was diagnosed with this illness, it just crippled her. My mother, who was the mom that every kid in the neighborhood wanted to have as their mom, suddenly was there but absent. The only thing that got me through was music and the guitar. Music taught me all the lessons that my mom couldn't about love. And, you know, I listened to a song and it would move me, or healing, or music even healed her in many ways. And I'm happy to say that she's doing better now. But I realized what a powerful gift music is and how it can impact tangible change. And that guitar changed my life. And I wanted to give back to music in some small way, in the ways that music had given me life and hope. I wanted to give that guitar to some young man or woman that needed it, that could help them and help them express themselves and help them communicate.
The voice you're hearing is bluesman Anthony Gomes at the Castle Theater Friday night. I want to go to another song on this Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars album that's a bit of an outlier. It's called You Are Amazing. Before I ask you about it, I want to play just a little bit of this song.
I want to be here forever, standing by your side, through the wrong and right, you're the love of my life, and you are amazing.
This isn't even a blues song per se. And you know, with songs like White Trash Princess, Nasty Good, Whiskey Made Me Do It on the album, even the tone of the song is obviously a little bit different. What are you getting at here? Is this directed at a specific person, or?
You know, I think that any good song, the intention of the writer isn't as important as the impact on the listener. And great art is goes beyond the songwriter's motivation. To answer your question, I didn't write that song for anybody. I wrote that song when I was lonely and wanting to meet that person and saying, wow, wouldn't it be wonderful to find somebody that could move me this way? So I get asked that question a lot. When I say no one, they get very disappointed. So I tried to avoid answering it, but I have to be honest with you.
But Anthony, it almost ties into your Music is the Medicine Foundation, where you are trying to help other people. And this song could be directed, I guess, at almost anybody then, right? To say, hey, you're amazing, you're good for just who you are, and you just accept that.
You know, the interesting thing is I have a friend of mine who made a non-professional video, but he put all these images of people in third world countries and under horrible conditions, just smiling and, you know, these kids are playing soccer. And it was so moving to see those images against this music, because in writing the song too, it's coming from a love perspective, but it doesn't have to be a man and a woman, or you know, they could be, you know, a mother and a child, or just somebody you're not related to, and just seeing just how amazing humanity is. And in this world of social media craziness, yeah. And people having strong opinions. And I really felt with this album, my goal was to be very lighthearted and to say important things, but do them in a funny way. So Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars is about world peace. But even a song like The Whiskey Made Me Do It, everybody has a story of themselves or a friend that's worn the lampshade on their head one time,
yeah,
you know, and you sort of laugh about it. And it reminds us that, you know, through good and bad or silliness or whatever, we're all really, our differences are so minute compared to the things that we share in common.
Well, Anthony, it's great to talk to you. You make me want to be a better person just talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, thank you so much. And it's great to talk to you after these few years.